Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. People from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It's super cool to see everyone's thinking.
So this Wednesday, our math problem was 1/4 plus 7/20. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. The problem again is 1/4 plus 7/20. Solve it and then come on back to hear how we solved it.
And all right, Kim, yeah, what'd
yeah,
you do?
I'm gonna go first if you don't mind. Okay. So 1/4.
Wait. I want to, good heavens.
Words.
I want to guess what you're going to do. I'm betting that you did percentages.
I didn't.
You didn't. Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
I thought about it and I decided to try something different.
Okay. I was just curious. All right.
Yeah. Okay, it's a good guess though. Okay. So I, 1/4, I was like, let's think about that in dimes again.
What?
So I wrote down 2.5 dimes, 2.5 tenths.
Okay.
And the reason I kind of wanted to do the dimes thing is because I actually like 7/20 in dimes, because if it's 7/20, then it's also 3.5 dimes.
Because like 7 nickels is 3.5 dimes.
Yeah. And so I just wrote down 2.5 dimes plus 3.5 dimes is 6 dimes, which is, well, then I wrote down 0.6. So if we have the same fraction land, it's the same as 6/10, which is 3/5.
Equivalent to 3/5. Nice. Mm-hmm. So I actually did dimes. When you said that, then I went ahead and flipped and I'll do something else.
Oh, okay.
Because I just wanted to say why I did dimes. I'm thinking in terms of dimes. So as soon as I saw the 1/4, I was like 2.5 dimes. It just was like pinging. It was like flashing in front of my eyes. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about the 7/20 and I instantly said, ooh, that's also going to be a half of a dime. So when I add the 2 half dimes together, I'll get a whole number of dimes. And that made me kind of happy to think about. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm going dimes. And then you shocked me by going dimes. So that's okay.
Sorry.
So I'm actually just going to go nickels. So because the 7 out of 20, that's 7 nickels, because there's 20 nickels in a dollar. Mm-hmm. So then I just had to think about how many nickels were in a quarter, and that's 5 nickels. So that's 5/20 add 7/20 is the same thing as, or is equivalent to 12/20. And I could think about those 12/20 as 60 cents, which is maybe kind of where you went. And if I had, so like that could be either 6 out of 10 or 6 dimes out of 10 dimes, or 60 pennies out of 100 dimes. And also the equivalent, if I'm thinking about 60 cents in terms of 20 cent chunks. So like 1/5 is a 20 cent chunk. And so how many 20 cent chunks are there in 60 cents? There are 3 of those 20 cent chunks out of 5 20 cent chunks. So 3/5.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. We can't wait to see your math strategy. I wonder if your strategy was like one of ours or something entirely different. Go ahead and represent your thinking by taking a picture of your work or screenshot on your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math, and Facebook, Pam Harris Author Mathematics Education. And don't forget to use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the Math Strat Chat problem we post every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon.
Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.